You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Same situation, Derek, as last week. Chelsea still champions, even though they lost 3-0 on Monday night in what was a comical match against West Brom. Diego Costa started.
Do you think they'll get it taken off them because they had a bad match against
West Brom? Yeah, I did. I thought that's the way it should be.
That's not the way it works.
That's the way it should be. It should all start again. Once they've been crowned, they should lose their crown and have to regain it later on. Diego Costa started in that match, Derek, and threw himself around a little bit like a loony in the first 15, 20 minutes. Got everyone riled up. And Cesc Fabregas... I'll try that again. Cesc Fabregas got sent off for kicking a football at a group of players, as far as I could see, Derek.
Yeah, brilliant. I know.
I don't think he was... I've been out in the office this morning and everyone's saying I'm mad. I don't think it was a sending off at all.
Of course it wasn't. Who's saying that?
Everyone out... It was
no.
unanimous. Obviously, everyone thinks he should have been sent
Why?
Off.
Why?
He knew what he was doing. Hold on, you would say he knew what he was doing. You know, he's a professional footballer, and the clump he was aiming for was a clump of West Brom heads. So let's not try and say, oh, he was innocent. Why did he do it in the pit? He knew exactly what he was doing. Whether it's a sending up offence, I don't know. It's something to giggle at and maybe give him a booking or something, but not a sending up offence. But don't let's pretend he didn't know what he was doing. He did.
No, I agree, but
he'd have been given a new contract if he'd have hit Mike Jones. I mean, that guy just had a nightmare, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really in the
you can't send a player off kicking a ball at someone.
Go back to Costa, though. I mean, he's just a big bully. He's got nothing. The man has got nothing. I cannot see why he's making team of the year. I do not see what he's got. When he gets the ball, he's not a threat. He's playing for the champions, for God's sake. You know, you're going to score a few goals playing centre-forward for the champions when you've got the likes of Hazard and Fabregas setting things up for you. I've not seen a single thing from him this season that makes me think he's a player. Well, there you go. I've been saying that all season long. I suspect that you two are beginning to agree, but you don't like to
admit. Even if we were, Derek, we wouldn't mention it on this podcast.
I don't agree.
Maybe in private.
I don't agree.
Now, you like him, don't you? Because you like that sort of player, though, because... Yeah. He's built in your mould, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he let a lot from me, Diego Costa. I am more akin to Costa, the actual coffee shop, I must admit.
What about this match, Derek? Is there going to be any spark for Chelsea here? Because Mourinho mentioned in his post-match press conference following that defeat against West Brom that it was hard for him to get motivated and that lethargy had carried through to the players.
Well, yeah, but they're at home. You know, and they're playing against a team who now have got nothing to play for. It would have been interesting had Sunderland not got the point they needed in midweek. It would have been very interesting, but I suspect he wouldn't have been getting 9-1 for Sunderland then either. It's at home. It's a golden rule of football betting. You know, two teams with nothing to play for, you back the team at home, especially when there's such a golden clash between those two teams as there is here. So, yeah, it's Chelsea all day long. And I can't see Sunderland scoring. Chelsea to win 2-0.
Chelsea to win 2-0 for Derek, which is in the betting at 21-20. So odds against on Chelsea to win 2-0. And you've got to consider how much that getting that point in midweek against Arsenal took out of this Sunderland side, because, boy, did they bust a gut, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And they were great, weren't they? And the job's done. They don't need to do anything here, do they? I mean, yeah, what there's no real need for them to bust a gut again, and I can't see them doing that. And, you know, Mourinho was very honest about how his team approached it. Still think they could have got something out of the game, of course, but, you know, well beaten in the end. But I think the fact that they're at home and it's the celebration of the title, and you know, it'll be a fantastic day. It'll probably be a nice sunny day, won't it? You can imagine the pictures now of all the Chelsea fans absolutely loving it. I think that will propel this team on to a win. I don't think it'll be a big win. I mean, I like Derek's bet of win 2-0, to be honest with you. I could see. I was looking at -1. It's 4-5. It's a little bit on the short side. If that was even money, I'd take that. But 4-5, just not quite as impressed by it. I mean, you know, you look at the results that Chelsea have against Sunderland. They lost to them 2-1 last season, back in April of 2014, when Barini scored a penalty winner in the 82nd minute. You know, that Sunderland scored at Stamford Bridge the time before that. It was a 2-1 win for Chelsea. It was 1-0 the season before that to Chelsea. So they never absolutely smashed Sunderland to bits. I'm just wondering if they'll have enough about them to really go for it. I'm looking at the -2 here and wondering if Chelsea can win this 3-0. We're hearing that Hazard might not play because he's had emergency surgery on his teeth, I think.
Yeah.
Or tooth. Not all of his teeth. Maybe he had a fill-in or something, I don't know.
It's all been replaced.
All of them. All of his teeth have been replaced, which is a shame for the lad. So if he doesn't play, there's obviously a lack of kind of spark about the team in terms of the creativity.
Might not have the same bite without him.
No, nice. Fabregas, obviously not playing because he kicks balls at people. I'm going to trust Sunderland to have enough about them to keep Chelsea down to a one-goal win here. And I don't think Chelsea will really put that much in. So the one-goal winning margin bet, which is a little bit convoluted way of doing it. I don't know why we don't offer this as just a bet. Once it goes in play, you can back a team to win by one goal. But if you go to the match handicaps, it's the handicap tie. Chelsea minus a goal versus Sunderland plus a goal. 11-4 is effectively Chelsea winning by one goal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.